Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into, whether it's World Cup soccer, as we have the women playing right now, the USA women playing the Netherlands, and then obviously the UFC stuff. 5-second knockouts are happening. We've got Wimbledon going on. We've got baseball at the midseason classic where we have the all-star break. Man, oh man, a lot of things happening in the sports world. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. The World Cup they're in the sixth minute right now. And then, we have this little thing called NBA free agency. I think it just is getting over with, but there's plenty to talk about there. So I'm excited. Let's get to it, man.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA free agency frenzy obviously got started last week, and it came pretty much to the end of all the big conversation when Kawhi Leonard decided, after the earthquake in California, to come up with the goods and say, look, I'm going to the LA Clippers, and I'm not going alone. I'm bringing PG-13 with me. So, yes, a lot to get into on the NBA front, a lot to get into in the sports world in general. On the other side, we'll talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, so stick around for that. We're just getting warmed up, a lot to get into today. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's true cost guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
Morgan. Alex Morgan!
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A little World Cup update for you right now. USA, Netherlands going at it. About 12 minutes into it. No score yet. Obviously, the women, the USA women have been more than impressive, beating the host country, going on from that. Now in the finals against the Netherlands, it's could be a great day here in the USA. But as we do each and every week at this time, we got to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in the sun, as they say here in Phoenix, Arizona, watching some World Cup soccer, talking to you and Mike, obviously. Before we get into baseball, obviously something pretty big happened over the weekend in a couple of different ways. You had the earthquake happen there in California, felt in Las Vegas as I was watching Summer League basketball. And then people said they felt it here in Phoenix. I didn't necessarily feel it. I don't know if Mike felt it, but truth be told, there was another earthquake event that took place, and that was Kawhi Leonard deciding to go to California and play with the Clippers and not stay there in Toronto. So give me your feelings about what just took place. And I don't think any of us are extremely surprised about this decision, but with that being said, the guy comes in to Toronto, helps you guys win a championship, and then the guy leaves. So what do the Canadians feel about Kawhi Leonard, and how do they feel about what happened over the past, I don't know, week or so?
Well, I guess the first comment would be disappointment. Clearly, when a team that has just won a championship or a team that is on the brink of winning a championship loses one of its key pieces, and that key piece being one of the best players in the league, it always hurts, it's always a shock, it's always a disappointment. But I think realistically, if you sat down and chatted with any basketball fan or with any Torontonian a year ago, I think they would have all said, we expect Leonard to be here a year and then test free agency, and it's very unlikely that he will stay. And obviously that's what turned out. The bonus was the NBA championship in the middle, and I guess that sort of got a lot of people thinking that maybe this guy will stay, he sees a chance to win, maybe he won't dislike Canada as much as we expected him to, but the gentleman is from a warm weather climate. I can kind of understand why he wants to do that. I can understand why he wants to go home. We saw the same thing in reverse here about 12 months ago with John Tavares, who left the New York Islanders. He's from Mississauga, Ontario, which is just a city just outside of Toronto. So this was an opportunity for him to come home and play for the team that he supported as a boy. This is really all that Kawhi Leonard has done. I guess if you sit back and look at it realistically, it's a right that he's earned. It's very disappointing from a Toronto standpoint, but I think it's fully understandable. So, yeah, we have mixed feelings about it. Everybody would have loved to have seen him re-sign because he obviously would have been the centerpiece of a chance at a second championship. But that's the way pro sports are today, and players get the opportunity to play where they want. And they've negotiated that with the owners and the leagues, and that's just the way that it worked out. So c'est la vie, I guess, is the only way to really look at it.
Yeah, c'est la vie is really it. But, you know, John switching to baseball, I mean, we're getting into the All-Star break here. Just tell us what your biggest, you know, what your surprises are, what your disappointments are so far going into the All-Star break.
Well, I guess from a team standpoint, the Minnesota Twins would be a little bit of a surprise. We all expected them to compete with Cleveland. I don't think any of us thought that they would be 6.5 games better at the All-Star break, scoring a ton of runs. That every time you look at Minnesota, they're scoring 8, 9, 10 runs, and deservedly in first place. The Texas Rangers have been a big surprise. They've slipped a little bit lately. They now find themselves 9 games out. Oakland has passed them for second place in that American League West. I didn't expect Texas to be a very good team, so I guess that's a very pleasant surprise. I'm surprised that the Yankees are 10 games ahead of the Boston Red Sox. If you'd have said to me at the end of the spring that the Yankees would have a 10-game lead over the Red Sox at the end of the first half or the mythical first half, I would have been extremely surprised. I really don't think those teams are 10 games different. But, you know, the Yankees, the team with the 10-game lead, are the ones that have the team that have had all the injuries. So what does that tell us about how well the Yankees have played and how disappointing the Red Sox have been? In the National League, I don't think there's been any tremendous surprises other than the fact that we always expect that National League Central to be competitive, but competitive from a good standpoint. We chatted last week about how competitive that is because everybody's sort of become mediocre in that division. We got a team that's a half a game ahead with they're only 5 games over 500, that being the Chicago Cubs. So that's been a bit of a surprise that that division has been as mediocre as it has been. Unfortunately, it's the only pennant race that we have. The other 5 divisions are all pretty much decided right now, in my opinion. Cubs still a half a game up on the Brewers, 2 games up on the Cardinals, even the Reds in last place, 4.5 out. So anything could happen in that National League Central, but those are the big surprises to me. I'm not sure I can see any major disappointments. Everybody that's at the bottom is kind of the teams that we expected to see at the bottom. So other than the fact that none of the divisions are close other than that National League Central, I guess that would be my biggest surprise. I was hoping for 2 or 3 good pennant races.
You know, I'm going to jump in on something you said here, and we're speaking with John Poulter, our professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Minnesota Twins, they had a double-digit lead not too long ago either. You know, I mean, when you think about what's kind of taken place in the American League Central over the past couple, 3 weeks now, Cleveland has worked themselves back into this thing. So I think the fact that they're within 7 games at the All-Star break, I think that they got to be actually feeling pretty good about themselves, to be honest with you, John. And Minnesota's had a great first half, and you know, you mentioned all the runs that they're scoring, the home runs, and all the great stuff that they've done. But it could all come to nothing if they wind up blowing this thing. Again, 6.5 games. I think that Minnesota should, like I said to you a couple weeks ago, like, they're the team that's looking in the rearview mirror right now, and Cleveland is kind of just stepping on the gas a little bit, and we haven't seen the best from Cleveland yet. So can Minnesota continue this? And if they don't, do they fall out of the playoffs?
Excellent point. Cleveland has probably played the best baseball in the major leagues in the last 6 weeks or so, and along with the Washington Nationals, who have kind of made the same push on the Atlanta Braves. we've seen a couple of teams in Cleveland and Washington suddenly find their level and start to play well. And it's entirely possible that Cleveland could catch Minnesota. I'd still rather be with a 6.5 game lead at the All-Star break than be 6.5 behind. But stranger things have happened. I guess one of the questions and concerns that the Indians would have right now is the unfortunate news we heard yesterday that one of their top starting pitchers, Carlos Carrasco, has been diagnosed with a form of leukemia. And while he's very positive about it and they're talking about the fact that it's controllable and perhaps even curable, you have to wonder how that would play on a team, specifically a team that is very close, as we all know Cleveland has been for the last number of years as a team. You have to wonder how that would affect them. Contrarily, it could give them the push that they need and band them together even more and allow them to go out and close that gap. So I think Cleveland has a real good chance at it, but I'd still rather have that lead.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And the National League Central, we want to call it good baseball, but I really think it's mediocre baseball, to be honest with you. But we'll get into some other stuff. I know the music is going, so we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here's a step back. Yes, again. Kawhi Leonard from downtown. Siakam for Leonard, and he stuffs. Here's Leonard for three. Yes, Kawhi Leonard.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant, steps on the bag at third, throw to first, not in time! And the Brewers win!
Jay Bruce will be the batter. He's got a chance to win it and beat his old club.
A lot of people would like to see that happen.
Two looks back at second. Here's the 1-0. Bruce swings and drives it to center. It's deep. Lagares turns. He's going back. Still going back. It's out of his reach and over his head. It's up against the fence. Quinn is coming home. And Jay Bruce has won it. The Phillies walk it off for the first time this year. They come rushing out of the dugout in the celebration near third base as they mob Jay Bruce. And the Phillies have beaten the Mets again. 5-4 the final.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, hanging out with our professor of sports all the way from Canada, none other than John Poulter. We talk baseball with him. We talk hockey. We talk basketball. It just kind of depends on what's happening in the world, but for the most part, it's usually baseball and hockey. And I want to get back into some of the things that are going on. And we're right up against the midseason classic. Obviously, the All-Star break is coming up here. You've got some I don't know why. I just want to continue this conversation a little bit because, again, we see all the movement that's happened in the NBA. We see how much control the players have in general in every sport that we are watching, with guys getting $300 million contracts in baseball, and the player movement that you see in the NBA with just so many guys having so much to do with everything. I want to go back to this, man. I'm sorry, but we're here. The All-Star break is coming up, and you know, you got guys like Christian Yelich who are in the home run derby. And again, I think there's something really special about the best players giving back to the game, John. And I'm really happy to see Christian Yelich at the All-Star break saying, look, I want to be in the home run derby.
Yeah, as we talked last week, I think it's a great situation for somebody of his caliber, defending MVP, to come forward and want to be in that contest. It's a real mixed bag. You look specifically on the one side of that draw, and you've got Yelich up against Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the quote-unquote rookie sensation with the Blue Jays. You've got Bregman and Jock Peterson in the other bracket. Probably not two guys that you would think of in terms of being great home run hitters. They're not sluggers as we would have always thought would be in this particular conversation. And then on the other side, you've got Alonso and Santana, and you've got Bell, and you've got Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. And Bell's having a great season. He's doing absolutely magnificently in terms of extra base hits. I was a little surprised to see Acuna in there. He's a great player, and I like watching him very much, but I don't think of him as a home run hitter. So we've kind of got a mixed bag in that contest this year. Yelich, obviously the big name, the big star, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that works out. I think the format they have now is much better than the one that they had up until about 5 years ago. I think they've cleaned it up nicely. It's maybe getting a little stale, but at the end of the day, it's still great to see these guys put on a show.
Hey, I just got one quick thing before Mike jumps in here. And, you know, it goes along with the lines of seeing a guy like Christian Yelich, who, you know, you just said, the MVP, and this guy's defending that this year and doing a great job of that. I just think there's something different about these special athletes that are in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin, in the great state of Wisconsin. It has nothing to the fact that I'm from there, guys. It's just that I was there for the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors series, and these guys are there chugging beers and just having fun, and they're like real people. And I think that to me is what makes these guys a little different than most of these elite athletes that we see all across the world. They're real people, guys, man. They sit there, they chug beers, and they hang out, and they have fun with people in the stands. And to me, there's something unique and something very special about what's going on with the Wisconsin sports right now. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, that's okay. But, John, my question would be, you know, we get to the All-Star break, and then so we're in the second half of the season. We start thinking about, you know, the trade deadline is coming up. Who the players do you think are going to be on the move from their respective teams?
Well, you know, I guess it's kind of interesting when you sit and think about it, because out of the six divisions, we've got five that are pretty much locked up now. And maybe let's put a little asterisk behind that American League Central, based on the discussion we had in the last segment about the Twins and the Indians. That's the one that might yet become a race. But what's going to happen? I think you're going to see a lot of teams start dumping salary and dumping players. I mean, we've got four teams, the Yankees, the Twins, the Astros, and the Dodgers, that are on a pace to win 100 games. And you've got four teams, Miami, Kansas City, I guess you got five, actually. Miami, Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore, and Toronto, who are on a pace to lose 100 games. So we got a great big gap there between the haves and the have-nots. So who do we see strengthening themselves? Do we see the teams strengthening themselves that already have a pretty good lock on a postseason berth? We see them banking arms specifically and bench strength to get them through the postseason? I don't think we're going to see much in terms of teams that are competing with each other, perhaps outside of that National League Central, because quite frankly, I think most of the division leads now are so big that, you know, picking up an extra player or two if you're the second or third team in a division and trying to make a push for that division title, I think that's a little hard. So I think what we're going to see is a little bit of a battle in the National League Central with everybody trying to pick up a little bit of an addition here or there and try and separate themselves from the rest of the mediocrity in that division. And in the other five divisions, I suspect we're going to see the teams that look like they're going to be the postseason teams adding a little bit of depth, specifically some pitching. There's some good names out there. You know, Marcus Stroman and Madison Baumgartner, I guess, would be two that sort of come to mind. Good pitchers with poor teams, obviously looking to move on. I suspect that's probably what we're going to see. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong a million times before in my life when I've talked about baseball, but I got to think we're looking at teams trying to add some bench strength and some pitching strength, except for that National League Central. So I think it's going to get very interesting. And, of course, it's going to be clouded by the fact that there's no August 31st trade activity this year. July 31st is your first, your last, and your only chance to get players. So I think it's going to be a very interesting situation, and to see how these teams handle it, because this is something new in terms of GMs handling the trade deadline. There is no second chance this year.
Some great points. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, let me ask you this, John, and only a couple minutes left here or so to talk about things. But, you know, we're mentioning, like, who do we think is going to be players and who's going to go this way or that way. Who's going to fall apart, like, to be honest with you, and what happens in that Central? Like, is 500 gonna win that division? I mean, I'm not even kidding at this point. You're looking at the Cubs are five games over 500, the Brewers are four games over, and then you got St. Louis at one game over, and then, you know, the other two teams are a little bit under 500. But I mean, what's the ceiling for the Central? Do the Yankees really need to do anything when you're 57 and 30 or whatever? The Dodgers, do they really need to do anything at 60 and 31? So who winds up stepping to the forefront? Who winds up kind of faltering?
Well, I'd say the Dodgers. If I was the Dodgers, I would just stay put. You know, they're sitting there with a 14.5 game lead, the best record in baseball. I wouldn't tinker with that machine at all. If I was the Yankees, I'd be looking to go and get a little bit of extra pitching, specifically starting pitching. Their bullpen is pretty strong. In that National League Central, that's a bizarre circumstance. You look at the Cincinnati Reds, who are in last place, and they have a plus 37 run differential. So we're talking about a last place team with a plus 37 differential. Milwaukee, a half a game out, 2 days ago in first place, they are sitting with a minus 16 run differential. Like, what is wrong with that division when a team that's at the top is minus 16 and a team that's at the bottom is plus 37? I mean, it just adds to the uniqueness of that division when you sit and look at it, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point. Another excellent point. I guess what it shows you is that sometimes the numbers lie, right? I mean, the Milwaukee Brewers obviously win a lot of close games, but they get blown out a lot. I mean, think about what happened to them the other night. They lost, I think last night it was like 12-2 or something. So that's just, a loss is a loss, I guess is my point. But anyways, I hear the music. I can't believe how quickly things went today, John. Good conversation. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Have a good week, and we'll chat next week.
Yep, enjoy the All-Star break.
Thank you. You too.
All right, John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week. Catch him from about 8:12 Pacific Standard Time till about 8:37 or so. So anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
He's going to have over a minute on the clock before he checks out, and he's gone. Bryce Harper does it, and the crowd loves it. Max Scherzer loves it.
How much talent this guy has. He went a minute and a half. He only hit a couple home runs and then just turned it on.
There goes number 18. See if he can get to 20.
I think that's the magic number. If he doesn't get to 20, Harper's going to have a leg up here.
Last one. And it's going to end at 18. He claps for himself. He should. What a night for Kyle Schwarber of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Losing hair sucks. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game seven.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Quick update on what's going on with the World Cup soccer. USA women and Netherlands going at it. A little bit over 40 minutes into this game right now, U.S. has had some pretty good scoring opportunities, haven't been able to come up with anything yet. But there's one thing I noticed different, and we're going to get into the NBA, Mike, but there's something that I noticed a little different about women's soccer and men's soccer. And it's bizarre, but this is a more fun brand of soccer to watch than watching the men. The men are all about control. These women get up and down the field. They're looking to push the action. I don't see them arguing as much about calls as I do the men. I truly am finding myself to enjoy watching World Cup soccer and not having it be the men's stuff. It's the women's stuff. And now it looks like the Netherlands will have an opportunity here. They'll get a free kick very close to the goal as the U.S. women were trying to defend there. But great stuff, to be quite honest with you, Mike Wilson.
No, you're exactly right on, and especially with the the style of play. I mean, it almost seems like more of a fast break style with the women. Let's just get up and down. Let's pressure the other team on their side of the field. And the men, you're right, they're more controlled. They want to work it, you know, from side to side, get it to the middle. But it's much more of a exciting brand of soccer with the women. And I mean, let's face it, I mean, the women have just had more success at the World Cup level than the men, certainly to this point. And that's why they get the ratings that they do on the women's side. And it's just fun to watch when you got two teams, or when you got your own national team just trying to force the action, put pressure on, and get as many goals into the back of the net as possible.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely brings out the more exciting type of brand of soccer. I'm sorry, but I'm not all that impressed with watching, guys kick a ball around and, just kind of like looks like they're just out there passing the ball to each other. This is let's go get it. Let's get after it, and let's see who's standing at the end of this thing. But again, approaching the halftime, and the score is nothing to nothing right now. We will keep you posted on what goes on with the World Cup as it's happening live, as we're coming to you live each and every Sunday. We start 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go all the way till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So let's get back into the NBA. And I want to start this conversation, Mike, in a different way than just saying, hey, this guy goes here, this guy goes there. Look at all the change in the NBA. I'm going to kind of take it on a different route with you. I'm of the impression now where I'm starting to say to myself, the players in every sport have way too much control. You had a bunch of guys whine and complain, bitch and moan, whatever you want to call it. They sat there and they got their way about where they wanted to go and how they wanted to continue their futures in the NBA. And again, man, more power to them. Great stuff. But to me, it's a little bit to the point where it's like kind of disgusting. And when you're able to change the landscape of the NBA basically overnight, I don't know, man, that there's something to me that leaves kind of a bad taste in my mouth. And then at the same time, I think about guys like Damian Lillard or Giannis Antetokounmpo who say to themselves, you know what? Let these other guys go out and build these superpower teams. And I'm just the kind of guy that goes out and minds my own business, and I'm not looking to team up with all my buddies and make it an AAU type thing. Which way do you go, Mike Wilson?
No, I'm with you, and I'm with Dame Dalla on this. It's become one of those things where, like you said, they have too much control. And, you know, you bring up the AAU part of it. And that's exactly what I've been thinking for a long time since these super teams have come into existence. It's the AAU-ification of the NBA. And I've heard Kevin Garnett talk about it, that he doesn't, you know, he's not a super team guy at all. And it's just one of those things, Dorf, where you and I grew up in a time where, you know, the best players in the league, they wanted to beat up on each other. They wanted to beat the other super player on the other team. You know, Jordan and Pippen would have never done this. You know, I mean, were there teams that had, you know, a big three, a big two, you know, it seemed like the Lakers had a big five there for a while back in the 80s. Yeah, it just leaves a sour taste in a lot of people's mouth right now. There's a lot of people that just don't like the NBA. I mean, the NBA, you know, in terms of ratings during the regular season, it's pretty, you know, it's nothing crazy, but the playoffs, it brings it out because you have these super teams in there trying to beat up on each other. I'm of the frame of mind that I want to see these guys beat up on each other and not be on the same team. I want the competition back. I want, each team that's in the playoffs to feel like they have a legit shot at winning the title, you know, and I don't know. I mean, that's just where I stand with it.
All right, so with all that being said, I actually do think that the balance of power has been spread out. That's not necessarily my point to what I'm saying, because when you look at it, you've got several teams that have an opportunity to win the title. Okay, you've got the Clippers, you got the Lakers, you got Utah, who's come out of the woodwork. You know what I mean? So there are several teams that could come out of the West. There are a few teams that could come out of the East. I'm just more talking about the. First and foremost, the crazy amount of dollars that they're making. But not only that, the ability and the power of a guy like Kawhi Leonard to say, look, I'm going to make a phone call. And, you know, what I actually heard was totally insane, was that not only was he trying to get PG-13, but there was maybe even a way that he was trying to get Russell Westbrook too or whatever. But the point is that when you're making these astronomical dollars and then you still have the ability to tell people where you're going to play, it's absolutely mind-boggling as to how much control and how much dominance the players have over everything in all of these sports. And again, I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong. I'm just seeing in my head and I'm saying to myself, wow, these players control everything from where they want to go to how much money they make to how many fans they have. It's just, it's unreal, Mike. I'm sorry. But, and again, a lot of what this is all about is, like you said, you know, back in the day, guys wanted to beat up on each other. Guys didn't like each other. Guys weren't buddy-buddy with each other, you know? So it's such a different mindset today than it was back in the day. Guys didn't train with each other back in the day. You know, it's just it's so different, man. It's like two different worlds. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel like the players back in the day had nearly as much control as the players today do.
Oh, no, it's certainly not in terms of player control back in the 80s and, you know, 90s and stuff. It just wasn't there. I mean, I'd even argue even in the early 2000s, there wasn't all that much control. It wasn't until, you know, LeBron, you know, went to Miami where this player control and the super teams really kind of took off as something that these players looked at and said, yeah, I want to do that. I want to, you know, look at and have this team where I can win multiple titles. Where you and I come from is you know, they earned those titles. I mean, it was something where it was, you know, you went through a 7-game series between Boston and Detroit, like, and you got to the finals, you earned that way into the finals with these super teams. With me, it's not so much that they're earning it. They just have so much more talent than these other teams that it, you know, it's almost like a foregone conclusion that, you know, the Warriors would get in or those Cleveland Cavalier teams would get in. And, you know, I don't want to say it's depressing, but I am glad that the talent, like you said, is more spread out now. It's not so much big threes or even big fours in the case of the Warriors. You know, they got a lot of these teams got big twos, you know, and I don't know what can be done to kind of keep it this way. I don't know what can be done with the owners to kind of nip this in the bud kind of thing. I mean, it hasn't been nipped in the bud. I mean, I think we're just in one of those parts of the NBA history where we're not going to have a super team for at least a year. So, you know, I mean, I don't know, Dorf. I mean, what do you think can be done to change this mentality with the players?
Look, you just got to have guys like Giannis, guys like Dame that are individuals, and they say, you know, I'm a great player, and I'm not going to go and try to get guys to play around me. If guys want to contact me, that's a different story, but I'm not going to go out of my way to call some of the best players in the league like Kawhi did, calling Kevin Durant. And when Kevin Durant said no to him, then he goes to PG-13. And, you know, PG-13 and KD were both a little bit taken back by the fact that Kawhi called them. They're flattered and all that stuff. And then one of them acted upon those emotions or feelings. And the other guy said, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go be an individual and I'm going to go do it on my own. And in a way, he didn't really do that either. He went to Brooklyn with Kyrie and DeAndre Jordan, guys that are his buddies that he had talked to about wanting to play together back in 2016 when they were doing Olympic stuff. So look, man, at the end of the day, these guys are just making a ridiculous amount of money. And with that being said, it's interesting that KD said no to Kawhi. It's interesting that KD goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie, who I don't think that's going to work out so great. I'm sorry, but I know everybody thinks that they've got a decent supporting cast and you know, that they're close, but KD's not playing next year. I mean, you're paying that guy, like, I don't know, $41 million or whatever it is to sit in rehab for a year, and who knows how he comes back, you know, year after that. I mean, people call it a really good risk. I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I'm not so sure what the New York Knicks did was so terrible when you really think about it. And I don't think Kevin Durant necessarily wins another title. I do think Kawhi has a great opportunity to win another title with the Clippers. So who made the big mistake, Mike Wilson? Was it KD or was it Kawhi? I think it's KD.
No, I'm right there with you with KD and go and play with the locker room disaster. That's Kyrie. Yeah.
All right, man, we got to take a break. We both hear the music, so we're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one, and then hour number two, man, a whole nother hour to talk to you about World Cup soccer, which, by the way, tied 0-0 at the half. So we'll get more into sports on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Oladipo matched up with James. Five to shoot. Oladipo makes his move. Drives to the rim. Oh, it's blocked by James. Timeout Cleveland. The denial by LeBron James. And the Cavaliers will have possession with 3 seconds to go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
This is Dorf on Sports.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
That's right, baby. Welcome back, everybody. You know, I have been called the LeBron James of broadcasting before by my good buddy, Frank Caliendo. Mike, you've heard that, haven't you, my friend, or yes or no?
Here we go with the LBJ talk. All right. Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah.
You know, but at this point, I'm starting to wonder if that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest with you, man. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to think you might be the Boogie Cousins. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, speaking of Boogie Cousins, another guy that signs to go to the Lakers, $3.5 million for him. They get Danny Green also. I think he got $30 million or something for 2 years. So, you know, the Lakers are trying to load up a little bit. So we'll see how it all shakes out for them. Free agency was definitely a lot of fun. And hour number one has absolutely flown by with Mike Wilson and I here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We've gotten a little bit in there about baseball. We may get back into that a little bit. We're talking World Cup as what's unfolding behind our backs, watching the World Cup action as we're doing the show to you. And that's kind of the cool thing about doing a Sunday morning show, Mike, is that every now and then we do get these gems tossed at us and we get to talk about sports and then boom, we get to talk about what's happening on right behind us a lot of times too. So Sunday morning sports show is about as good as it gets, man.
Yeah, Sunday morning sports show with Andy Dorf is about as good as it gets. I agree. You know, and the one thing we haven't talked about yet, Wimbledon.
We can get into that, man. We'll do it. Obviously, hour number one is coming to a quick halt here, and hour number two is on the horizon. So we will get into some Wimbledon talk because Novak is still there, Rafa's still there, Roger's still there, Serena's there. We got to talk about that magnificent young girl, Coco Gauff, on the women's side too. So keep it close. Hour number one in the books. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Independent Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, who called for the impeachment of President Trump in May and days ago announced he's leaving the Republican Party, tells CNN's State of the Union his decision was partly due to the party's unwavering support for the president.
It's pretty rigid. It's top down. It comes down from leadership to the bottom. Over the years, it's gotten more rigid. So it's more difficult now to actually change the process than it was even a few years ago.
Amash is up for re-election and says he may run for president. Leaked cables sent from the United Kingdom's ambassador to the U.S. back to London describe President Trump as inept, insecure, and incompetent. That according to the Daily Mail, which first reported the leak. The British Foreign Office doesn't rebuke the story, but says the ambassador's views are not necessarily the views of ministers or the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday apologized for comments he made last month about his ability to be civil and work with segregationist senators in the 70s. And he also defended his ability to take on tough opponents. Biden earlier made these comments exclusively on CNN.
I took on same-sex marriage. I took on a whole range of issues. I took on arms control. I took on dealing with the Russia with the arms control agreement. I took on Putin in terms of Iraq. What was going on in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I've taken on these leaders around the world. I'm the guy that's gone in and met them. I've taken on all these leaders. This is ironic.
Again, those comments made last week on CNN. He also used his speech yesterday at an event in South Carolina to respond to criticism he's received from some of his 2020 Democratic opponents on his decades-long record in public office, including his opposition to desegregation, busing, and his involvement in the 1994 crime bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A billionaire who's been accused of sex trafficking minors for decades has finally been arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. Employees recruited the girls for Epstein's abuse, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves. The girls were as young as 14, and according to police, Epstein knew how old they were.
This year's running of the bulls in Pamplona left 5 people injured. The 9-day San Fermin Festival is held each year. 6 bulls run through the city's narrow streets each morning before being killed in afternoon bullfights. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to a few of you. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. So much to talk about with the Major League Baseball midseason classic here. The boys of summer at the All-Star break. You've got Wimbledon happening. This amazing girl, Coco Gauff, she's an up-and-comer on the American side for the women. Serena's still in the mix. Roger, Novak, and Rafa. You got the NBA free agency frenzy that just happened. Kawhi Leonard, the last bomb to drop. He's going to the Clippers. He's not going alone. He's bringing PG-13 with him. Man, oh, man, there's a lot going on. World Cup action, you name it, we got you covered. Mike Wilson, what's up, my friend?
Nothing much, man. I mean, we're just talking sports, and there's plenty to talk about, and it's kind of hard to decide where to begin, but I'm sure we'll find a place to begin, and we'll go from there.
Let's start with this. Second half of the Women's World Cup soccer underway, about the 50th minute or so right now. USA nothing, Netherlands nothing. It's been a game of a lot of missed opportunities from the USA, and you know what? This is kind of what I expected, Mike. You expect the best to kind of go at it here in the final game. And if you're going to get this thing done, you're going to have to be pretty special in some way, shape, or form. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But, you know, we're just getting loose. A lot to get into. By the way, I haven't thrown this out there at all today. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's true cost guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
We learned just a short while ago that Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs has died at the age of 27. We have no further details to provide at this point. We do have this statement from the Angels. It is with great sorrow that we report Tyler Skaggs passed away earlier today in Texas. Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife Carly and his entire family during this devastating time. There are no other details at this time. Please keep Tyler's family in your thoughts and prayers.
Payoff pitch. Breaking ball got him, and he locked him up. Two strikeouts in the first inning for Tyler Skaggs. Got him! Three strikeouts for Tyler Skaggs. He has set down 10 Rockies in a row.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. That was obviously something that we don't like to do a lot of here on the show and in general. We don't like to talk about people dying and things along those lines. But the baseball world was hit really hard with Tyler Skaggs passing away Monday, I believe it was, in his hotel room. They found him somewhere around 2:18 p.m. and unresponsive. And at this point, we don't know very much about the death, the causes, what happened much, but we do know that the baseball world was hit pretty hard. A 27-year-old guy, Tyler Skaggs, and you know, look, when you lose somebody in your sport, Mike, these guys are like a fraternity. There's a brotherhood, and it's felt not only within the Angels organization, it's going to be felt throughout all of Major League Baseball. And, you know, Tyler has friends all over the place for sure. So at the end of the day, this is a very sad, extremely sad situation. 27-year-old guy, you know, leaving behind his family, and obviously his family, the ones that are, you know, taking this on now still. So our thoughts, our prayers are obviously with the Skaggs family at this point in time and moving forward. And hopefully they find out what happened here. And hopefully it's nothing, no foul play. And, you know, it was just maybe this guy just passed away in his sleep and, you know, his natural causes. And if that's the way it is, it's unfortunate, but it's also, it was meant to be in a certain way. And I guess the saddest part about it is 27 years old, man. Seems like a lot of life to still be lived, Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of life to be lived. I mean, you and I are not 27 anymore. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you just feel, you know, he has a young wife. He has, I believe he has at least one child, a young child. And just to think that that child's going to grow up without her dad, you know, is one of those things where you just kind of sit there and you shake your head and you just wonder what went wrong. You know, like you said, hopefully it's just natural causes, not that, you know, dying of natural causes is going to take away any of the hurt, any of the sorrow from his family, his friends. But you certainly don't want foul play, but it is a sad situation. And watching, you know, his teammates, you know, Mike Trout, you know, talk about him, it was a tough watch to see his teammates talk about him the other day.
No, very true. And we had the privilege of seeing Tyler Skaggs here in Arizona because he did make his debut with the D-backs in 2012. Right. He was a guy that was drafted by the Angels out of high school in 2009. He did have 96 starts in his Major League Baseball career. So, you know, this was a guy that was definitely around the block a little bit. And, you know, we know how tough it is to get up to the bigs. And, you know, again, just thoughts and prayers are definitely with him, his family, and, you know, everybody that was touched and knew Tyler, to be honest with you. So, look, with that being said, I like what Major League Baseball has done since that time. And obviously, like you said, you know, you saw the emotions from guys like Mike Trout, you know, and other people in baseball. So, you know, it's sad. Anytime you lose somebody in your sport, it's just felt throughout the whole deal, man. It's felt in every single team, every single clubhouse, every single locker room. So this is not easy, man. And again, 27 years old just seems to me like a lot of life to live, Mike.
Like you said, there is a lot of life to live, but you know, to see the respect that he's garnered throughout the Major League Baseball community, and seeing these pitchers who are not on the Angels, but they are scribbling in, you know, his number 45 into the into the mound when they take the mound is, you know, I mean, that's about as a big show of respect that you can get from other major leaguers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It just goes to show you that, like I said, he was well liked, and anytime that something like this happens, it's good to see people come together. Speaking of coming together, USA, Netherlands, about the 60th minute, the USA does have a corner kick right now. They have been applying some decent pressure, like I said, and sooner or later, you got to think that someone's going to break through. And, you know, as this game keeps moving on, Mike, the longer it goes, the more that one goal becomes extremely significant and very important. And I think whoever scores that first goal will obviously be in the driver's seat at this point, about 60 minutes into this game.
No, you're exactly right. You know, you score, you know, with whatever 30 minutes left in the game or 15 minutes left in the game, one goal, and one team could really just sit back and with the lead and play keep away from the other team and just kind of, you know, kind of go into delay mode, you know, four corner offense to bring up something from college basketball from back in the day. But yeah, the one goal is going to really put whoever scores it in the driver's seat.
No, and I think that brings up a good point, because then the other team plays with a little bit more sense of urgency. I don't know if you were watching Netherlands and Sweden the other day, but that's kind of exactly what happened. And then when you play a little bit more risky, like Sweden was doing, it then opens you up for some opportunities for the other team to maybe get some breakouts. And, you know, so that ultimately could add some separation if a team winds up getting that. But it looked like there's a relatively significant penalty here where the U.S. is going to get a kick here. I don't know. It looks maybe like 20, 25 yards. No, not even. This is going to be a penalty kick. So the USA has a great opportunity to take the lead, and it looks to me like it's that The star from a couple of games ago, the gal that had two goals a couple of days ago. So we're about the 61st minute here, and it looks like the USA has a great opportunity to be in the driver's seat if they can make this penalty kick. And here it goes, Mike. It's up, and it's in. So the USA on top of the Netherlands right now, 1-0 as we just passed the 61st minute. And, yes, it's that Pinoni woman or whatever her name is. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I know she had two goals the other day, man. And USA now on top, 1-0 over the Netherlands.
There we go. We're on top. And, you know, I don't think we're going to lay back and play delay ball. I think they're just going to keep the style that they have. Rapone.
Yes,
puts it
Rapone,
in, I guess.
That's it.
What there you go. Yeah, you got to have a, you know, got to have a big vocabulary sometimes.
Megan Rapone has 5 goals, by the way, in this World Cup so far. And I know that she didn't play the day after the USA won that game to get into the semifinals. So, look, man, bottom line is you got an opportunity once in a lifetime, and Rapone and the USA women are making the most of it right now on top of the Netherlands, 1-0 at this point. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. We'll continue talking about the sports world, but every now and then you're given this gift where it's happening right behind you or right in front of your eyes. And as I said, Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, great time to be doing Sports Talk Radio. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Morgan. Alex Morgan!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Because that's absolutely wallet into the stands by D.D. Gregorius. Well, we've seen some stars this weekend, but I don't think any have shone as bright as he has. Whether it's been with a glove or been with a bat, he's been absolute box office. Solo shot, D.D. Gregorius, Yankees 12.
You're listening to Dorfman Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
It really has been a lot of fun. London has been just a great host to Major League Baseball. I think the teams have enjoyed it.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot going on in that clip, and a lot going on in the sports world, to be quite honest with you. From London to Cleveland, you're going to have baseball. You had baseball in London as the Major League Baseball was brought to them. Boston Red Sox took an absolute pounding from the Yankees during that stretch of time, and now you got the All-Star break happening in Cleveland. You got USA Netherlands Women's World Cup action finals happening right now. USA on top 1-0, approaching about the 68th minute here in this game. Megan Rapinoe does knock in a goal of a penalty kick. She makes it, and the USA is on top 1-0 right now, Mike. And again, I heard the clip that, again, so much happening in that clip with Johnny Mack as well. I do want to talk some Wimbledon tennis with you, but just real quickly, I don't know if I ever did get your thoughts on Major League Baseball in London.
It was certainly different. You know, you see the dimensions of the field and, you know, because they put it in London's Olympic Stadium and stuff. But I thought it was fine. I have no problem with them going overseas and doing this. Like, I don't have any problem with the NFL doing it. You know, the, you know, Major League Baseball's done it in Japan as well. So, no, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's going to be fun. I think next year it's the Cubs and Cardinals that go out there. They're some big European cities, from what I understand, are lining up to get a series out there. So, you know, it's not a big deal to me. I don't know if I've heard anybody that was so against it or anything like that, but, you know, what are your thoughts with it?
Look, I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it. I think it's great to grow the sport, obviously, and make things visible globally. I can appreciate that, and I think it's an honor for these teams to get picked. Another shot and a goal by the USA. Wow, that was pretty sweet, to be honest with you, Mike. Wow, that was awesome, man. So the Netherlands have been pushing the pace real quick. I'll get back into what I was talking about. The Netherlands have been pushing the pace a little bit, and it's exactly what you and I talked about a moment ago, because the USA wound up getting the lead, so time's starting to become a little bit of an issue in this game. We're right about 70 minutes now in this ball game, and you know the USA gets the penalty shot by Megan Rapinoe, and then now you just have Lavelle get a goal here. She scores a goal, a nice goal at that, man. She's running down the field and just in full stride, bam, she knocks it in with her left foot. Just a great shot, spectacular stuff. So now the USA women up 2-0 on the Netherlands, and you can kind of see where they're starting to press a little bit. I'm talking about the Netherlands pressing a little bit, and the women on the other side, the USA women, just kind of doing their thing. Now they settled in. They're way more relaxed and inspired to get themselves a World Cup.
That's awesome. You know, I only wish I could see it on my TV because, yeah, DirecTV is down across the country. Like, I have no channels to see anything. So I'm a little jealous that you got to see that.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. You can live vicariously through the Dorfman at this point. Well, at least while we continue to do the show. And at this point, it looks to me like this game will wind up being over. And again, USA charging again, and it looks like you're going to see No, what a great play, but wow, this is good action, Mike Wilson. I got to tell you, again, every now and then you are given a gift. You are given a gem to be able to watch a game as you are doing sports talk radio, and the women looking to really push it on right now, they seem to be in that mode where they're like, you know what, let's put the pedal to the metal. They're like a shark in water, and they kind of smell the blood at this point. So, look, I do want to talk some Wimbledon tennis with you. Coco Gauff, Corey Coco Gauff, 313 in the world before the tournament started, matched up with Venus in round one. She gets it done. She beats her. She's continued to get on through this tournament. She's now in the round of 16. She does have a date with Simona Halep, who is really, really tough. I think she's number two in the world right now behind Barty, who is playing fantastic. But what a story. What a really, really cool story for U.S. women's American tennis. It's really special, Mike, because she's 15 years old. We haven't seen something like this since Jennifer Capriati did it back in 91. We all know her story. You know, she kind of burned out a little bit and had troubles, but then did rebound and got back into the game. This Coco Gauff seems to have poise beyond her age, wisdom beyond her years, and just a real love and a passion for playing tennis.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. And it almost seems like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Dorf, but it almost seems like, you know, women's tennis is like the women's national soccer team. There's more excitement on that side of tennis for the Americans than on the men's side. You know, you got Coco making a run here. You know, you got Serena at the top of her game, you know, for the past 15 years, whatever it's been. But speak to that a little bit. I mean, is the excitement on the women's side for the Americans comparable to what we see with the World Cup and the men's and women's teams?
I think you have more women from the American side playing tennis that are competitive. You know, and then when you have a story like Corey Gauff, it's just unreal, and it's somewhat surreal. And I think that, you know, for her going through this, it's like I've been listening to her, and she said, you know, she always expected this, but she just didn't necessarily expect it when she was 15. You know, I mean, so.
Right.
It's like it's kind of like being a rock star. You know, you see the way that these guys and gals enter the stadiums and the crowds go crazy, and you know, they get the big applause and the roar from the crowd. These guys are kind of like rock stars, you know, and they have a lot to live up to, and some of them are able to do it and some of them don't. And again, what you're seeing with Corey at her age is it's beyond comprehension. You know, she's only allowed to play a certain amount of tournaments. Being at her age, you're allowed to play 10. She has an exemption because of great results, so she gets to play 12 tournaments versus the 10 that you get to play when you're age 15 to 17. And the reason they do that is because they've learned from their mistakes, Mike. You know, and when you have kids jump onto the scene, You tend to have burnout. You tend to have drugs come into play. So I kind of like the way that they've decided to do things. And to be honest with you, on the men's side, you just don't see it. It just doesn't happen because there's not going to be a 13-year-old boy or a 14-year-old boy that's able to go out there and play with the men. So, look, it's a true testament to how unbelievably strong and the will that Corey has. And to your point, I just think that there's more women on the women's side that have an opportunity to be very competitive and have chances to win majors and tournaments. Whereas on the men's side, it's all about Roger, Nadal, and Djokovic at this point. And until, you know, there's a new young breed of guys that come in, that's a lot of what we talk about. It's those three guys. And on the women's side, man, oh, man, we can talk about 15 different women, Mike. So I think as far as the two sides go, the women's game a lot less predictable and a lot more exciting as far as who can win tournaments. Men's side is really interesting because you're seeing so much history with Federer and Nadal and Djokovic. Like, which one of these guys is going to wind up being the guy who has the most major titles ever, you know? So there's intrigue on both sides. It's just different.
Okay. No, I'll take that. So with that being said, on the men's side, who's gonna break through? Who's gonna win this?
Well, I don't think anybody breaks through. I think it's Nadal, Djokovic, or Rafa. I'm sorry, or Roger, and that's not anybody breaking through. We've had some good showings, you know. Young Americans, like, not necessarily young at this point anymore, but Americans that are still involved in the tournament, Sam Querrey, and I like him a lot. I'll be honest with you, I've always been a decent fan of his. I thought he's had some tremendous game, but just unable to break through, as you just said, and get that major victory. But look, I'm pulling for all the Americans, obviously, but again, the last man and last woman standing will be the one that wins that. But more intrigue for sure. Barty's tough. It's going to be tough to know who wins this thing, Mike, to be honest with you. Again, women, there's so many that could win it. Kvitova's tough. Kerber's tough. Serena's tough. And, man, 24 for her would be nice to see, too. So, anyways, we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Ryan on the near hash takes the snap. Matt looks, cuts it loose. Hooper the catch. He's in the end zone. He broke the plane, and they're going to mark him at the one.
These are the same two clowns that didn't see Coleman get in the end zone on the third down.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. We got football going on in France as USA on top of the Netherlands 2-0. We got football on our minds because training camps and things along those lines are literally right around the corner. The sports world never stops, and either do we. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Again, haven't thrown it out there much because the conversation has been going so well between Mike and I. Phone number if you want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out that website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. But again, like I said, USA on top into the 82nd minute now, 2-0 over the Netherlands, and it looks like they will get a World Cup. But, Mike, let's get into some NFL as, like I said, training camps literally right around the corner. I know you're geeked up about NFL football, as am I. Look, it's a fun time, bro. It's hope. It's dreams. It's another opportunity for somebody's team to surprise the hell out of them. Or, you know what, it's another opportunity for you to be sad and disappointed and say, look, man, I'm so sad watching my team. It's just the emotions of NFL football, bro, are honestly like no other.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, it's weekly Xanax, you know, pill popping for a lot of fans because, you know, I mean, every game is so big because there's only one game a week and everything. But, you know, a couple things before we start kind of getting into this, you know, Teddy Bruschi, former University of Arizona guy, ESPN,
yes.
Patriot, you know, he had that stroke. And then, you know, for my favorite team, the Dolphins, Kendrick Norton, you know, gets into that crash and had to have his arm amputated after the crash and stuff. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, Tyler Skaggs earlier in thoughts and prayers. Hey, thoughts and prayers with the Bruschi family and Kendrick Norton's family as well.
No, absolutely. Good points. I echo that 100%. What are you looking for in the upcoming season in the NFL, and maybe some individuals or just some teams or whatever is in Mike Wilson's head, but what are you kind of looking for in the upcoming NFL season?
You know, we have these teams like the Raiders and the Jets that have, you know, upgraded their wide receiver position and running back position because these players didn't want to be with the Steelers anymore. So I'm interested to see how they are used and the success or maybe non-success that they have. The Cleveland Browns, I mean, let's face it, they go out and get OBJ you know, with Baker Mayfield and the rest of those guys there, there's a lot of upped expectations, as you would say, with Cleveland. I still don't see it. I still see Pittsburgh winning that division, even though they lost, you know, AB and Le'Veon Bell. You know, hey, the Patriots, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and sometimes you just forget about who the frickin' champs are, and who they have. You don't necessarily forget who they have at quarterback, but they don't get a lot of talk necessarily, to me, in the preseason. But where do they end up? They end up holding jewelry and the trophies at the end of the season. So I'm just interested to see if they can do it again, and just make every other NFL franchise and fan as jealous as they seem to be with the Patriots.
You know, it's like every single year you're kind of like hoping that there's somebody that can push the Patriots in the AFC. And we see time and time again that most likely it's not going to happen. And I again think that, you know, the Patriots are obviously that team to be looking out for once again in the AFC. You know, I think a lot's changed for Kansas City. I don't think they're going to be quite the juggernaut they were, right? The Chargers, look, Phillip Rivers a year older. I mean, I just think, and in some cases, that age doesn't seem to make a difference, like for Tom Brady. But some of these other guys, I do think it makes a big difference. You know, you mentioned Big Ben and Pittsburgh. I mean, same situation there. He's another year older, and he's taken a pounding over his career, man. I just feel like every year I look at it, man, the AFC is just such an easier route for New England and Tom Brady. Will an Andrew Luck step up and be the guy that you and I have always thought he could be? Will Deshaun Watson figure it out when the playoffs come? I mean, they're a really good regular season team, you know, but will they figure it out? And I think, you know, you also hit it with Cleveland, you know. I mean, everybody's talking about Cleveland like, you know, they're the new toast of the town, man. They're the new thing. And will they be able to put it all together in one season? And, you know, there's a lot of egos in that locker room, man. And it's hard to manage all that stuff. I think if you look at the New England Patriots, man, the reason why they're so successful is they knock a bunch of that garbage out, man. I'm sorry, but, you know, they do things in such a way, and they have such a system. It's like it's unbeatable. So if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. But again, who's going to push them? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, ultimately, we're hoping Cleveland can push them. I'm hoping the Colts and Andrew Luck are better, and I'm hoping that the Houston Texans are better, right? I mean, other than that, it's got to be something somewhat of a surprise or a shocker to come out of the AFC to wind up being able to compete with the New England Patriots, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. And we can talk about the Indianapolis's of the world, the Cleveland's of the world, the Kansas City's of the world, all that kind of stuff. But until they do it, they haven't done it. And let's face it, Brady and Belichick have done it multiple times on multiple stages, at home, on the road. So, like I said, until these other teams do step up and show us that they can compete, they don't shrink in the moment. You got to put your money on the Patriots, my man.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. AFC. If I'm a gambling man, I'm betting the Patriots all day long. And I think I saw their win total like 10.5. I'm sorry, but I think they win more than 10.5 games too. I think they win 11 or 12. They routinely do that. So I don't see that changing this year either. Let's switch gears. Let's go NFC, because ultimately, man, I think it's more interesting. I think there's a lot of teams that could wind up doing some great things. You know, the Eagles, Carson Wentz back. He'll be healthier and ready to rock and roll. Doesn't have Nick Foles there anymore, right? So we'll see how that shakes out. I think the Redskins are a little bit interesting. The Giants, we'll see. Does Eli have anything left in his tank? Dak and the Cowboys, they're always fun to talk about because they have all kinds of things that they're doing in the offseason. Ezekiel Elliott gets in trouble. Dak's trying to get paid. They had another some defensive guy that I can't remember the other day that wound up getting in trouble too. So, look, the NFC East is always interesting. The NFC North is going to be fun because I think you got three teams that are really upset about the way that they finished their year. The Packers never really got going, but the Bears and Minnesota, I think that they probably both have a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth. So I think that division's interesting. I truly expect Atlanta to rebound big time. I think they got a lot of – I mean, look, on offense, they're tough to handle. And if they get their running game back in gear – wow, they're going to be tough, right?
Right.
Carolina is
right.
Going to be interesting. The Saints are good. Tampa Bay with our man Bruce Arians there. I'm sorry, but the NFC is just more intriguing, man. And then obviously the Rams are really good. We'll find out how good San Francisco is. Garoppolo after he recovers. Cardinals with the new quarterback, new coach. Seattle, a lot of things have changed there other than Russell Wilson is still there. So to me, I'm sorry, but the NFC is way trumping the AFC as far as intrigue and interest and probably just being a better all-around division.
No, I would absolutely agree with everything you said. So, you know, I'm not sure what left I have to say. Let me ask you this. I mean, you're the representative of the great state of Wisconsin on this network, this show. So let me ask you about Green Bay. You know, there's reports already that, you know, that bad man, you know, is not going to be able to audible with this new coach. He's not into quarterbacks changing the play or anything. How do you think that goes over with that first-year head coach up there in Green Bay?
Look, I think that everybody's going to have to bend. You know, he can't be that stubborn in the sense of not wanting to let one of the best play callers when looking at the line of scrimmage to decide what to do is in that backfield. I think you, to a certain degree, you have to trust him. And I think to a certain degree, Aaron has to trust that LaFleur is going to call the right calls. You know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, every relationship is built on trust, man. Whether it's the relationship you have with your wife or your girlfriend, or it's a relationship you have with a player and a coach, it's based on trust. It's based on what you've been able to do for them in the past. So at the end of the day, this is a new relationship. So both guys are going to have to be able to accept the fact that they both have talents. And let's put Aaron in the best possible situation to have success using his talents, and vice versa. Aaron needs to put, you know, his coaching staff in a position to have success. So nobody can be too greedy. Nobody can be too arrogant. Nobody can say my way is the right way. My way is the highway. I think you have to bend. I think you have to come together. I think you have to have an understanding that you both have the same goal in mind. It's to make each other look really good. So how do we go about doing that? Whether it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers having to change plays at the line of scrimmage because he sees something, so be it. I'm okay with that. Or if the call is that good that he doesn't need to change something, go with the play that's being called. I think you have to be able to bend on both sides. I think you have to, I guess at the end of the day, the other word I could be using here is it's called compromise, Mike. So they have to compromise a little bit.
No, I would absolutely agree with that. And, you know, LaFleur, you know, he's got to, I mean, I'm sure he does. He absolutely realizes he has a future Hall of Famer at quarterback. So you would think, you know, being a head coach in NFL, he would, you know, really kind of take that under advisement. You know, if Aaron's going to change the play, Aaron's going to put us in a position where it's going to be the best possible position to advance the ball, to score, you know, whatever it may be. Now, how much do you buy into the Bears this year in terms of winning that division again?
You know, look, I'll answer this on the way back, but I look at them and I say, we'll find out if they were a one-hit wonder or if they are the real deal. I guess that's the way to put it, at least at this point. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap things up. Man, oh, man, this show has absolutely flown by. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone. Adams gets it for the touchdown. Rodgers to the end zone, wide open, Adams.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today on a show that has absolutely cruised by. The U.S. women's team beats the Netherlands 2-0 in the Women's World Cup final to become only the second team to win consecutive Women's World Cup titles. So very impressive. They're legit. Had to hit that before we get the heck out of Dodge. And speaking of that, it's always parting shot time at this time. Mike, you are up.
Well, you kind of stole the thunder right there, big boy, with the women's national team winning the World Cup. Mighty impressive back-to-back titles. They represented the country just great. They're gonna reap all the benefits from it, and just way to go for the ladies.
Hey, hopefully it just helps continue to grow the game of soccer in the U.S. and, you know, other little girls and little boys decide that they want to pick up a soccer ball instead of a basketball or a baseball or a football. So we'll see what happens. My parting shot is going to go to Coco Gauff. She's been absolutely fantastic. She's been amazing. It's been so fun to watch this young girl's composure, her dominance on the court, playing women that are 15 to 24 years older than her. She goes out there and beats Venus, who's 39. She's 15. She beats Rybakova, who's like 30, and she's 15. Just amazing the effort that this girl is putting out there, the charisma, the confidence, the poise. It's really, really cool to see. Hopefully it continues. Go, Coco. Be yourself. Continue the dream that you have and your father gave to you and said that you could be the best in the world, and who knows, it may just happen one of these days. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.